You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
וזאת תורת זבח השלמים אשר יקריב להשם. This is a sacrifice of שלמים. I don't know what the קורבן שלמים was for. Ay, ay, ay. You don't know what the smell is good for. And then... So now the question here is, what does יקריב means? Past, present, future.
Future?
Yes. Why is it mentioned in future tense? So the question that Sadam Givat Shaul brings, that the term is technical. Sadam explains a very beautiful point. He says, Ravan Shalom means that Shalem is Ribono Sholam. That you're on the right path. You thank Ribono Sholam that Baruch Hashem, you got up this morning, right away, you ran to Beit Knesset, ran to Alit Alit and to Tefillin. So that's what the Shalemut that is all about. So now here is a concept that we learn in Tehillim. It says, Sur Mera Va'aseh Tov. You heard about this pasuk?
Yep.
Yeah? You know what it means?
Yeah. Before you do something good, you have to be clean.
Yeah. Before you use a deodorant, you have to take a shower. So Sur Mera Va'aseh Tov. Make sense?
Yeah.
You know what mizmor it is? Every week we say it, you know, on Shabbatot.
36.
Mizmor Lamed Dalet, 34. 34. That was close, it's good. So 34 is the Sur Merah. We said before Baruch Shamar, no?
Yes.
Yeah. Sur Merah Vasetov. Sur Merah Vasetov. So now here, Tata Moshe is informing us. You cannot bring a korban shelamim before you bring korban chatat or ola, right? How can you bring a shelamim?
What's shelamim for?
That means I'm shalem with ribono shel olam. I follow the guideline. But if one is still involved, whatever that he's not supposed to do, so does it make sense? It's irrelevant. So here the Torah says Yagrib. What does Yagrib mean? That means there's a process beforehand.
What do you mean beforehand?
That means you have to clean yourself up. You have to take a shower before like let's say people before they buy a car, what do they do? No, I think you get a license, no?
No,
driver's license?
Usually, yeah, it's not these days.
Yeah. So when you get a, you know, after you go through the classes and all that, and then when you get a driver's license, what do you do?
Celebrate.
You drive any way you want. So that means driver's license permits you to do whatever you want. When you have a driver's license, you're careful, no? But when you have a driver's license, then?
You could
drive.
Son? You could go anywhere you want, so.
No, you drive on the sidewalk.
That's not well.
That's what people do. So here the Tashan is telling us, so mera aseto. So that means, if you're tov, that whatever you feel you're doing, you give tzedakah. Like for example, can you work on Shabbat and give tzedakah?
No.
I don't know, yes or no?
No.
So can you give donation and say Lashon Hara?
No.
Can you put on tefillin and get angry at somebody?
No. Without feeling too.
No, I mean like after you say, yeah, obviously. So that means you cannot mix up something that you're doing good that you feel and give yourself. Some people say, I hope the Ribbono Shel Olam would not count for me as a slander. And then they say everything they want. They get a visa and then, you know, they say anything you want. So here, Harav explains, Yagrib. What does Yagrib mean? That means, before you bring the Shalamim, you have to make sure that the Het and the Olah has been taken care of. So that means you Yasidet Asmecha. That means you distance yourself from any terrible, evil, not right thing, and then you do good. But if you're still involved with it, so then doing good is meaningless. That means there is no benefit of it. So the Shalamim means when the other matters are being taken care of. Shenizke, Shosh Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otanu.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.